How is this the same team that made the Vampire Diaries?
It is entirely different. It is night and fucking day between these.
Like, I was crying, okay? Crying! And not because, like, a character died or anything, just because I was emotional. Like, are you kidding me? This is the same team that writes the Vampire Diaries? You're out of your mind. Like, it was such a good episode. Like, I was just so shocked. By the time it was getting towards the end, I was like, the episode's almost over. Oh my gosh, I kind of don't want it to be done. Like, I feel like I want this to be, like, longer, you know?
Hey, hi, hello everyone, welcome to Afterbite. It's an original fan cast, only 8 years too late. This week, we are recapping, we are, like, talking about, we are ranking, we are doing our wrap-up episode for season one of The Originals. I'm so fucking excited for this.
Yeah.
I'm joined here by my co-host, Jordan. Say hi, Jordan.
Hi.
And we got some housekeeping to do before we get into the nitty-gritty of the rankings.
Yeah.
So, first of all, we need to talk about your ranking for the season finale.
Easy
From a cradle
10,
to a grave.
Like, easy 10. Like, one of the best season finales I have ever seen. Like, it's so good.
Like, it's
I was crying. I was like, and it really, like, after watching this first season of The Originals, and having the knowledge of what Legacies is afterwards, it really does, I feel like, impact the way I would watch Legacies.
Yeah, it makes Legacies hit a little bit harder, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, it really does. Like,
it makes a lot of hope angst make way more sense.
Right.
Like, if you don't have the knowledge of everything that happens during The Originals, you don't know why Hope is such an emo little shithead.
Right.
She's my emo little shithead because of this.
Even just, like, her name, Hope.
Literally.
You know? Like, yeah. You just don't understand the impact until you've watched the first season of The Originals. And it's
until
such a good
Until you've watched Elijah
season.
Yell it at Klaus in that cemetery, you ain't
right,
seen shit.
Right. So, like, it just has impacted the way I'm probably going to rewatch Legacies. Like, that was
God,
such a good
I'm
season
I'm so excited
TV.
To get to rewatch Legacies, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Legacies season one is one of my favorite seasons of TV.
It's
I just think it's fun.
It's such a fun season of TV. Literally, obviously, I loved it because it's what made me love the show and get into TV, the universe or whatever. But, like, that's such a fun first season. Like,
it's such a fun show.
It's so good.
The vibes are wildly different than this, and yet I love them nonetheless.
Right.
The other thing that we have to do housekeeping-wise before we get started with ranking the episodes, and I gotta say, putting these episodes into, like, worst to best order, it's gonna be hard as fuck. I am not looking forward to this task.
Because it's all so good, like...
It's all so good.
Yeah.
Jordan, our average ranking for this season is, like, a 9.4. My average ranking is 9.4. Yours is 9.07. Like, everything is so good
it's
here.
Too much good stuff.
Okay, so we did also, a few weeks ago, if you remember, we made the discovery that we totally fucking forgot some MVPs here. So we got a lot to go through. So we need to do an MVP for episode 117 through 120. So we have four to do.
All right, let me pull up.
I'll just read the...
Okay.
I can just read the episode description off and we can, like, kind of go back by vibes and see what's up.
Okay.
This is also going to be so hard because it's taken us, like, a fucking year to watch this season.
Right.
Because we've been swapping it off with TVD. So, like, okay. First one we have to do is Moon Over Bourbon Street. And the descriptions on the TVD wiki, which I think is what was on like the CW, like on the episode guides.
Yeah.
It is, after accusing Klaus of doing nothing while their control over the quarter crumbles, Elijah makes a move to take matters into his own hands. He receives an intriguing offer of support from Francesca, and together the Michelsons throw like this extravagant party. Klaus offers Jackson a deal. Elijah and Haley share a dance. Everybody almost kills each other. It's the party episode that we fucking loved. That's right. Moon Over Bourbon Street. This was the first appearance of Francesca.
Yeah.
Notable. And it was also the, I remember a specific line that Haley said, which was, "Why don't you all just kill each other?" Which I still think is very like a funny thing to say in a room full of supernatural creatures who want to kill each other. For this one, it's the party up. What's the vibe?
I'm trying to think who stood out the most.
I don't want to just give it to Francesca because it was her first episode, right, but exactly. She was also kind of fun.
Yeah, she was very fun. It was like a lot of like angst between all of the supernatural.
It was a lot of brother angst.
Creatures.
Also, by the way, in the group chat, I sent the season one wiki page. So you can
I'm on the Wikipedia page. I think they're the same. They're just the same.
But yeah.
I think there was like a lot of angst between
a lot of Klaus scheming.
Right.
Which is always good. I love Klaus scheming.
But like I think Francesca kind of brought an air of lightheartedness to it.
She was just kind of fun when she showed up at first. She was like, "I'm the new leader of the human faction with absolutely nothing to back it up." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, queen. Yeah. Sure thing, queen."
But if I think about like most valuable player, I would think I would give it to like maybe like Klaus or Elijah.
I was thinking
that. Elijah, I'm thinking actually, because he was the one attempting to make peace this episode.
Broker the peace.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give it to Elijah for his peacemaking efforts. All right. 118, The Big Uneasy. Genevieve asks Elijah to allow her coven to publicly celebrate a traditional feast day. This is the gift episode where everybody's giving a gift.
Oh, that was such a good episode.
Such a good episode. I gave it a 10. You gave it a 9.75. Brian gave it a 9.5. Like, truly a great episode.
Oh.
Laos is trying to find that old werewolf from his line, Carrie. That's most of it. Elijah fixes up the house. The big part is that thing at the end where Marcel sends those dudes in and has them kill themselves in front of all of the vampires and the witches. And then there was this is war written on the
walls
and blood, but something like that.
The part that I remember the most is Davina not being able to get her gifts.
Yes.
Like, that was such a good scene. Oh, my God.
Such a good scene.
And for that, I kind of want to give MVP to Davina.
To Davina? Honestly, yeah. I'm with you. Although, do we give it to Genevieve because she is the one who made it so that Davina wouldn't get any gifts?
I think I kind of want to give it more to Davina because of Danielle's acting.
True. Her acting was on point.
Yeah. She was like, she was doing a lot and it was very, very good.
True. Next up, 119 in Unblinking Death. Uh-huh. So this is when Cammy tries shock therapy with Kieran. And Elijah makes a trip to the bayou where he's witness to that explosion. Jackson and Elijah work together to like save the wounded. Haley visits Marcel and learns about her real name and everything. Good ep. Another fucking banger.
Who would I give this to? This is actually a little harder for me, actually. Just because I feel like the B plot, I don't think had very of the explosion. I feel like even though it was like
good,
like, good and important for the plot, I feel like it didn't have a lot of standout moments.
Yeah, that's fair. Haley doing her little like girl boss thing and like telling both of the brothers that she was with the other one so that she could just do what she wanted was a fun moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I kind of want to give it to Kieran because his acting that episode was fucking phenomenal.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like Kieran stood out the most that episode.
Even though like all he was doing was being a raving lunatic, literally. But
right.
His acting was so good.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I want to give it to Kieran too.
All right, last one that we have to do catch up here is 120, A Closer Walk with Thee. This is when Haley gets cursed by Monique and she and her unborn baby, like...
Oh, this is like the dream. She has the dream episode, right? Or is that next? No, that's this one.
Yes, this one is when she meets Michael on the other side, or on that dream realm.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Klaus and Elijah team up to, like, get Genevieve and Cammy and Marcel find out about, like, that mysterious key that Francesca's trying to grab. It's all very dramatic.
I think I kind of want to give it to Klaus.
Okay.
For, like, his scenes with Michael and his scenes with Marcel.
His scenes with Marcel this ep are really good. Plus all of his concern for Haley.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, that's my baby boy, but that's kind of my baby boy right there.
Yeah. Despite all the, you know, the slavery mentions.
Despite the unsettled Marcel slavery references, which, by the way, we're up to 9 for this season.
When will it end?
So, you know. Are we surprised? No.
Despite that, I think Klaus as a character went through a lot, which I appreciated. I think he needed to go through those things.
Yes. Even his growth, just like through one season, is really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I really, really dig it. Okay. Hi, I'm just filling in real quick 1 second here. I forgot that one of our MVPs, we gave it to the concept of feminism and also Rebecca Michelson. I kind of forgot that for a second.
I love that. I was so happy to see Rebecca at the end of...
God. Yeah, so while I'm doing this, tell me about... What are your thoughts about the finale? You just watched it.
Yeah, it was so good. Like, I think my favorite part is that it wrapped up everything... to a T. Like, there's no really loose ends while it still pushed the story forward. And I don't know, I just really love how they set up this whole having to hide hope thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think it brings an interesting dynamic to the show. And it also forces Klaus to kind of, you know, fix up a lot of the mess that he made.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also really brings Klaus, Elijah, and Haley together, which I really love. Because... you really do get that whole sentiment of what this show started off as, right? With Elijah telling Klaus that the new baby would basically like be what could like bring their family together and stop them from fighting.
Yeah.
And it really has hold true so far. Like the baby was born and they had to do things in order to protect her. and started to work together as a team, which they haven't been doing for a while now.
Yeah.
So it's just really good, interesting character dynamics. It also, I feel like it flowed really well. I never felt like, oh, this is dragging on too long. At some points, I even felt like I wanted things to drag on a little longer. And wanted the episode to be a little bit longer just because so much was packed into it.
There was a lot in that episode. Yeah. There was a lot there.
But, like, overall, it made me, like, really emotional, too. Because, like, a lot of the characters have grown so much.
Oh, and this is, again, one out of five seasons.
Right. And then also the whole, like, interesting plot twist of Esther coming back to life.
Yes. And Finn.
Like, oh, my God. Like, so cool. And I'm excited to see where they take that. Like, overall, amazing.
Amazing. Incredible.
Amazing episode. Amazing finale. Really great wrap up. Excited to see where they take season two. And they did a great job with this show. Like, the first season, one of the best first seasons of TV I've ever seen. Like, it was pretty consistent.
Yeah, even if I love season one of the originals, because even if you didn't watch all of TVD before, or even if you never watched Legacies, or if you never fucking heard of it, it's still just such a good quintessential supernatural show. And it's just such a tightly plotted, dense first season.
Yeah.
That there's, like, there's something for you to grab onto, even if you don't have all the fucking context of TVD behind it, you know?
Right. Like, it really does set up its own universe. And whether or not you've watched TVD beforehand, you can get wrapped up into it and want to watch it for the sole plot of, like, watching this guy, Klaus, deal with him being, like, a villain and trying to, like, change that for, like, his daughter, right? So, like, it's just such a good season of TV overall. And I'm surprised that the TVD team came up with this. Like,
well, again, we do have to say mostly different writers.
Right, exactly. Of course different writers, because it's like, it's like course. Different dialogue, like different, like it doesn't sound the same. Of course. Yeah.
The only one I think who was like, there's not a ton of crossover of writers, honestly.
I think I'm mainly surprised because they were able to pull this out of TBD, of all places.
Exactly. The vibes are so wildly different.
And the fact that this aired on the CW, too.
This does not seem like a CW show, and I mean that in the best way possible.
Right. Like, this is not a CW show. Like, this feels like I'm watching, like, a primetime drama.
It's just,
it's such good TV.
So fucking good. This is so good.
Yeah.
I love this season so much. I think this is just, overall, I think this might be one of my favorite seasons of TV ever, period.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that's going to beat it is, like, some, like, there's one season of Person of Interest that might beat it, and there's one season of Mr. Robot that might beat it. Uh-huh. But for me, like, this is just so good.
I think I haven't watched this good of a season of TV other than, what is it called? Like 12 Monkeys? That's what it's called?
Yeah, that's the one you've talked about it before, yeah. Yeah, and I think, to be fair to the show, I think the originals is pretty tight continuity-wise, too.
Yeah. Because
you get to see the plans that are coming into fruition when you watch back. Like, watching back, Francesca's whole werewolf reveal makes so much sense. You know, there's things like that that just,
yeah, I think what I mean sense is, like,
more on the second time around. But, like, yeah, I know. It's not like you don't rewatch this for, like, the mystery of it all. You rewatch it because the story of this first season is fucking good. And yeah, just
the story is just really, really good. And despite its flaws, you know, with the whole slavery thing, why was that necessary? No. But despite its flaws, it's like a really, really interesting story that they've told. And I think something that's really good is that it's an interesting story that only they can really tell because of the fact that this is a show about vampires, werewolves, and witches. Right?
Yeah.
They can do certain things and make up a whole like backstory and interesting tensions between the different factions because this is not real, right? This is supernatural. Mm-hmm. So the way that they can play with like different things like power dynamics and like relationships between characters and like really world building in a sense really makes it a good episode to a really interesting story to watch unfold for the entire season.
It's just fucking good.
Yeah.
It's just fucking good.
So good. I love this season. Like it's really is.
It's so good.
So good.
So we have to do the difficult, maybe the impossible task.
Oh my god.
Of putting all of these episodes in order. We will start from worst, move up to best, I guess.
Worst to best, like as if there's like a huge gap.
And, like, there's anything. Not a huge gap. I want people to know truly how tight this is. If you take the averages of all three of our rankings throughout the whole season, right? The biggest disparity in like our average rankings is like, the lowest it goes is an 8. So we are working in the range from 8 to 10. That's what we're working with.
Right.
For reference, fucking TVD season 4, we are working from a 10 to the lowest we go in season 5 of TVD is 3.3.
Oh, God.
Like, there's a disparity there. There's a clearly a worst episode and clearly a best episode there.
Here?
And that's been true for all of our
TVD.
For all of our seasons thus far, I think. Because TVD right. has those sort of real big swings. This one? There's not an obvious front runner for best or worst.
Like, I don't actually know. And the crazy thing is with TVD, there's certain episodes and it's like, this one, obviously, like, that's the best one. Like, I don't care about the rest in between. That's the best one. This one, I'm like, I don't know what the best episode is. Like, nothing really, like, stands out to me, but that's not, like, a bad thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's a very good thing. If the whole season is that good where you can't immediately think of your favorite episode, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a masquerade.
Right, exactly.
Which is like a good thing, you know? We don't have a ghost world. God, this is going to be so hard. Okay. Alrighty. What is our least favorite episode of the original season 1?
I'm just going to go off of our rank.
I'm also going to have to kind of just go off of what we ranked it.
Okay, let's see what A Closer Walk with Thee is about. Because I don't.
Let me pull that up. A Closer Walk with Thee is that funeral episode with Haley on the other side temporarily fighting with Michael.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'd be okay with giving that the worst. Like, it's not even
and
bad.
That feels so bad to make like, that the worst.
It's like not even that bad of an episode. It's just like in comparison to everything else, it's the worst, unfortunately.
Yeah, I guess that's also what I'm gonna do. Yeah, I guess we gotta, like, again, such a good episode.
Wait, I also gave Raining Pain in New Orleans a lower score, so let me go look.
Raining Pain in New Orleans is the one where I also was looking at that one as maybe that's my other low one, because the thing of Raining Pain is, I think that's when Marcel tells Klaus that he summoned Michael.
Oh, is that the flashback episode?
Yes. And also, that is also when Cammy finds out that she's been Cammy leaves notes for herself while she is compelled so that she can figure out that she's compelled. And that's basically when she learns that Klaus is a vampire. And then there's...
is this the
Rebecca and Haley and Elijah running around the bayou. I might make that my least favorite episode.
Yeah.
Versus actually, A Closer Walk.
Like, I think that one was worse.
Yeah.
And then A Closer Walk can go after.
What's our third least favorite episode? I don't know.
Can I be controversial?
Yeah.
And say the pilot episode?
Ooh, do you mean the Always and Forever?
Yeah.
Versus the originals on TVD? Okay.
Because it's just like... It's not even a bad episode. It's just like, if you've already watched TVD and you watch that, it's just like sucks.
Yeah. You know what? You can be controversial yet brave.
Yeah.
I'll allow you to be that controversial yet brave. And honestly, I'll go with you. Because that's one of my many nines that I need to get rid of. So.
Actually, can I be a little more controversial? I want to put Always and Forever as 21. And A Closer Walk with the higher.
Okay.
Just my personal opinion.
Okay. So we just have the swap. Yeah, that's fine. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Let me see here.
I'm moving on to my eights, I guess.
You're moving on to your eights. I have nothing but nines now. I have nothing but nines.
So good luck. You can do it. I have 2 8s, so I don't even know why I'm saying good luck, because I literally have 2 8s, and then I'm on to my 9s. Okay. Let me see what this is about. House of the Rising Sun.
I was just looking at that one, too. That one is when Rebecca finally gets to New Orleans.
Love her.
That's when she meets Haley for the first time.
Mm-hmm. She has that amazing, intro. Remember?
Yeah, she's
when
so...
when they flash back to her in that bar. That was such a good scene. Sorry, I love that scene. Sophia. Oh, I forgot about Sophie as a character.
I know.
Haley says to get rid of the baby, was attacked. And then, determined to uncover Marcel's secret weapon, Klaus stays one step ahead and executes his plan using Cammy. And then, after running with Marcel, Rebecca's reminded of the anger and disappointed Klaus calls her throughout the years. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is a Rebecca episode.
Yeah, and then we also learn a little bit about Davina. Dance Back from the Grave 112, I'm trying to see what,
man, I gave Dance Back from the Grave a 10. You only gave it an 8.
Yeah, I don't know. Damn. Why that's what I'm trying to read.
I'm trying to remember why I hated this episode.
Right. Well, Elijah says that Rebecca's in danger. He and Haley set off to find her. Camille, while confronting Marcel, learns details of his dark and tragic past, but they're cut short and put on the edge when an unexpected visitor intrudes on them. Elijah visits, faces his most powerful foe yet. Papa Tunde episode. Okay, yeah, no, I did not really like that episode. You can put that one next for me.
Going to be your next one?
Yeah.
I was going to go House of the Rising Sun, honestly. Yeah, no. I love the Papa Tunde episode.
See, I didn't love it. So, that's why I'm putting it next. And then I'll put House of the Rising Sun.
Okay. So, you're putting House of the Rising Sun at rank 18.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to cross it off our list. I loved that Papa Tunde episode.
I remember watching it and just not being interested. So, that's why I'm putting it there.
God, these are all so...
All right, I'm on to my 9s now.
Welcome to my hell.
I think you actually have... Do you have more 9s than me or the same amount? Let me see.
I think I have more 9s than you.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7. How many do you have? Left.
1,
I think you have left. You have less left.
4, 5, 6. I mean, I have 6 9s total.
Yeah, nice. But you have less, I think, left over.
Yeah.
No. I have more, so.
I moved up real quick, dude. I fucking love... This might be the most 10s I've given out in one season, I think.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I think this is the most 10s I've given out in one season.
All right. Let me see.
I might... My 18 might be Moon Over Bourbon Street.
What happened that episode?
That's the party episode that we talked about where Francesca is introduced.
Oh, yeah.
That one's Elijah's diplomacy episode, and I like that one. I don't know if I like it more than Tangled Up in Blue or The River in Reverse.
All right.
I think, actually, Tangled Up in Blue was really good, though. Well, it wasn't. Was it, or was it just an episode in which Cammy looked hot? Was it good, or were the girls just pretty?
Let me, I always have to refresh myself as to what happened because I don't remember anything.
I think Tangled Up in Blue is going to be my 18.
Marcel and Zucker called to come together to have to rob Marcel's empire and save Elijah in the process.
That one's where Rebecca invited Cammy to a vampire party, basically.
Yeah. I don't think I remember that one that well.
Cammy's wearing a cute,
I feel like if I see Angel pictures, wins. Actually, it'll react to make my memory more than reading this stuff. Oh, that's a Bob Dylan song, by the way, in case you wanted to know.
What, Tangled Up in Blue?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Vampire Diaries. Let's see if my visual memory is better.
Damn. This got really hard really quickly.
Okay. Yeah, no. Visual memory works better. Because the thing is, by the way, I don't think most people know this, but I don't have visual memory. Like, I don't remember, what's it called? Like, images. It's like a blank. Whenever I look back, it's like a, you know, what is it called? Aphasia or whatever?
Yeah, I think aphasia is just for faces, though, right?
No, it's not aphasia, then. I don't remember what it is, but you know that thing that was going around? It was like, when you picture an apple in your head, what do you see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that one.
I don't see anything. It's just darkness. It's like a faint feeling of what an apple looks like.
You know the vibes of an apple. You don't what an apple looks like until you see it. You're like, whenever, that's an apple.
So whenever we do this, I feel like if I probably look up the images, it's probably a better way to...
Yeah, I go onto the season page on the wiki and I just click through and then I just look at like pictures and I'm just like, oh yeah, it's this one.
Yeah, because I can't remember what actually visually happened. Like, that's like when sometimes my mom asks me like, do you think I look better with this or this? And I'm like, I don't remember what you looked like before. You're going to have to show me a picture for reference. because I don't got no visual memory, unfortunately. And then she's like, how do you, like, make stuff, like, visually then? And I'm like, I don't know. I kind of just feel it out.
I just do. Just vibes, you know?
I just feel it out and then figure it out. Like,
nothing but
I
vibes.
I go through a process and then it's done. Yeah. Okay. Did I love Tangled Up in Blue?
I didn't. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
I can't think of anything.
It was very early season, the originals, where Cammy was like a plot device more than she was like a person.
Right.
So yeah. I don't know if I loved it for that reason.
I'm going to compare that to my other 9s. Hold on. Give me a sec. Where is the list? There it goes. All right. I also put The River Reverse and Crescent City. I'm going to look at those two.
I liked The River in Reverse because it was Elijah Michelson's foot fetish episode. Do you remember that?
No.
You remember that one where he like was kissing his girl Celeste
in the bathtub.
And he like kissed her.
Oh, this is the Celeste episode. Yeah, I love this episode. This is a good episode. The Celeste episodes, the flashbacks were good. Despite the whole slavery thing that constantly shows up in this show.
Uh-huh.
Correct. Flashbacks for good. So I'll keep that. I think I'll keep that for a while. And then we got, what's the other one I said I would compare it to? Oh, gosh. I'm so bad at this. Okay. Tangled Up with who I looked at. The River Reverse is what we just discussed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at now. Actually, I think I'm going to look at the earlier episodes first because I feel like the second half was better. Yeah. Let me look at Fruit of the Poison Tree. Because I also give
I liked the Fruit of the Poison Tree. It was when they had it's when they had linked Sophie and Haley and then pricked Sophie with the comically large needle that made her overheat. And then that was also going to make Haley overheat, which would kill the baby. So they dunked her in a pool.
The pool episode!
The pool episode! Yeah, exactly!
I love that. I love my H2O references there.
That was a good episode for me. Yeah, That was your H2O references. And I actually really liked that episode. Yeah, now that I think about it, that was kind of a banger, actually.
I'm like not putting that next either. Okay, so then I think I'm putting
An Unblinking Death at rank 17.
I'm going to put Tangled Up in Blue as rank 17.
Okay. So that one, we've both done it. I'm going to cross it off.
And then now I'm going to compare those episodes that I liked to the later half of the season that I have nines for. So we have Crescent City.
Next ones are going to be... Mine is going to be between Moon Over Bourbon Street and The River in Reverse. Unless you can convince me Crescent City wasn't that good.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to Crescent City.
Well, let's do this shit then, huh? Do this shit.
I'm going to look at the pictures to see if that jogs my memories first.
Oh, that's where Kieran gets cursed.
Oh.
It's where Kieran gets hexed. It's the beginning of Kieran's hex era.
This is a good episode.
It's his hex era.
This is not a bad episode. I mean, I don't know why I didn't give it a 10. Probably because I just didn't feel it. This is a good episode. So no, that's not getting it. That's not getting next. I don't think. In comparison to what am I comparing it to again?
I don't fucking know.
The River in Reverse.
Poison Tree. Yeah. Or an Unblinking Death. Again, I put that at 17.
Oh, what? Unblinking Death. Oh, yeah. We all gave that a 9. Let me look at that one.
Yeah.
An Unblinking Death.
Yeah. Vibe. Hell yeah, dude.
Ooh. That's the one. Where? The explosions happens? ? Yeah, that's the explosion episode.
Yes.
Explosion episode versus Kieran getting cursed versus what is Fruit of the Poison Tree about again? Oh, I'm so bad at remembering things. Versus explosion versus Kieran's curse versus I'm just taking out the best plot points and comparing them.
Yeah, fair.
Versus, explosion versus Kieran's curse versus, I cannot remember this episode well. Maybe I should just give it the lower score because I can't remember it well. Oh, versus the pool episode. Versus, pool versus Kieran's curse versus explosions versus, Fruit of the Poison Tree, which is about... Oh, wait, no, that's a pool episode. Versus The River in Reverse, which is about... Celeste. Okay.
Yeah, the Celeste was funny.
That was a good episode.
Celeste was so good.
I think, actually, I will follow you, and I'll put An Unblinking Death, because it's not as good as the other ones, in my opinion.
It's not as good as Celeste coming back. Like, it's just not...
Yeah, you can put that down for me. And then we have... I still have Moon Over Bourbon Street to compare my last 9 to, I think.
I can't believe you hated Dance Back from the Grave that much. Opportunity was so good.
It was just not for me. Not for me. You ever just not vibe? Yes. It's just not. I wasn't vibing.
Yeah, I guess. And sometimes you just don't vibe, and that's okay.
I think I'll put that one next, actually.
That's going to be your next one?
Yeah, okay. I think I kind of got this, all right? I'm going to put that one all next.
Right. Let's see. Hold up. I need to do my 16.
And I got
pool. I think I might join you in Moon Over Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Well, but River in Reverse. Well, no, River in Reverse was so good. I can't not have River, that be my bitch, you know?
River in Reverse, like, is River the pool Reverse episode,
was better,
right?
Than the 9 we gave it, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's the Celeste episode. So the I'm Celeste also going to get rid of Moon Over Bourbon Street, because I think it was funny, but it played its course. Thank you, brave soldier. You went down just like you should.
I think I'm going to do...
You know what, like, I'm going to do next, actually?
Yeah.
Oh, but that was really, like, a good episode.
I'm going to knock out these three, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to do Kieran Getting Cursed, which is Crescent City.
Okay.
Just in terms of how I feel, like, vibes-wise. Kieran Getting Cursed.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do... I think I just really like the pool episode.
Think you do just really like the pool episode,
which is the River Reverse. So I'm gonna keep that last, and then I'll do what's the other 9 that I have? Oh wait, no, I have another 9 I forgot about.
You forgot about Le Grand Guignol.
Yeah. Okay. Fruit of the Poison Tree is...
really fucked that pronunciation up, but
all right. Let me just remind myself. River Reverse is the last episode.
Yes.
Fruit of the Poison Tree is...
Fruit of the Poison Tree is the pool episode.
Pool episode. Pool episode. I should just write pool episode next to it so I don't forget. Pool episode. Celeste.
That's going to be my 15. Fruit of the Poison Tree, the pool episode, is going to be my 15.
Pool episode, Celeste. And then I got to figure out what the Le Grand Guignol. I got to remember what that's
about. That was
about.
When Michael came back. Not like that was the flashback episode in which you saw that Marcel and Rebecca had lured Michael to New Orleans.
Okay, I'm putting that one next. Sorry, I don't love it as much. And then I'm doing the pool episode finally. And then
so Fruit of the Poison Tree.
Yes, and then the River in Reverse, Kieran Getting Cursed, right?
And then
the River in Reverse is the last episode. Last episode. That's the last episode. The last episode next.
Okay,
yes.
So that's what you're gonna put at number
12.
Sorry. And number... Wait. Hold up, though. Sorry. You did Fruit of the Poison Tree was your number 12.
Yes.
And then the River in Reverse. Or, sorry.
Yeah. Fruit of the Poison Tree is the pool episode. River in Reverse is the Celeste episode.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. All right. There we go.
I just knocked out a whole bunch.
You just knocked out a whole bunch? Now I need to do... So your halfway through point in the season is Fruit of the Poison Tree, the pool episode.
Yeah, I love that episode.
What was Farewell to Storyville?
Farewell to Storyville 116. Let's see.
Oh, that's when the three of them are trapped in the cemetery. No, oh, that's such a good episode.
You can't get rid of that.
That's such a good episode.
Can't get rid of that.
Cannot get rid of that one. Okay. Fuck, but if I don't get rid of that one or... I think mine has to be... Fuck. I think that means I have to put River in Reverse at,
number 13?
13, but then I have to go into 10 territory. Unless I do Le Grand Guignol or Farewell to Storyville. Fuck. But the 1920s flashbacks are so good.
Here's why I put Le Grand Guignol at number... Did I
put
that down?
At 13.
At 13. Although the flashbacks were good, I think...
Yeah, I don't know if the rest of that episode was equally as good.
Right. It was just the flashbacks that were really good. So, like, all right. That's where you get your placement.
Alrighty. So, we are both up to 12. We're both up to halfway through the season. You're at number 11 because you have the River in Reverse up higher than I do, even though I'd like... I don't know. I had sacrifices had to be made here. This is fucking brutal. There can be only one. Now, my next question is, does the Casket Girls have anything good going for it besides feminism? Besides the concept of feminism?
True.
What did the Casket Girls...
It was just really funny. I think it was really funny. That's what that got.
Well, also, here's the thing. That was also when Davina died.
Davina died?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And we also found out that Celeste was coming back. That was the Casket Girls.
Yeah. I'm remembering. And that was a good episode.
That was a banger ep.
I have to compare that to Girl in New Orleans, because that's also 9.5 for me. And Farewell to Storyville.
Or am I going to compare it with Long Way Back from Hell?
Let me see. What's Farewell to Storyville about again?
Farewell to Storyville is when they are trapped in, is the three right. siblings trapped in a graveyard together.
I don't think it's as good as that. So wait, let me see the other one that I have as a 9.5. Me personally.
Girl in New Orleans,
which is about, I'm about to figure out.
That is when Davina girl bosses Klaus and Klaus murders her friend.
Oh, yeah, Tim. No, that can go next. It was good, but not as good.
Yeah, I was also thinking that as well. Girl in New Orleans might be my number 11.
And then I would
even do... though that would be ranking a 10 episode. I think, here's the thing, I think that was just like the best episode thus far, so I gave it a 10. I don't know if we like watch the whole season again, if Girl in New Orleans would keep its 10 ranking.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Like, I think the Casket Girls or Farewell to Storyville is probably better. I think the Casket Girls...
The Casket Girls is next for me, and then Farewell to Storyville.
Farewell to Storyville's really good. Okay, so...
Oh, wait, I don't put down Farewell to Storyville, but Casket Girls is next.
Casket Girls is your number 9?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck.
Now I'm in 10 territory. Now I'm with you.
Now you're with me in my hell. The fact that we have so many 10s.
I mean, I love
this season.
I didn't put Farewell to Storyville as a 10, but like it's really good. So like,
Long Way Back from Hell is Rebecca in the sanitarium where she killed Genevieve. Like, and Klaus going insane from the pain of Papa Tunde's dagger. Like, it's a banger episode. Long Way Back from Hell, fuck. So
wait,
hard.
Hold on. I'm having trouble remembering. Let me go back. Let me look at the pictures. This is so funny that I have to look at pictures. Because I'm just...
It's just so good. It's another 1920s flashbacks.
Yeah.
When they're all in the sanitarium. It's when... Like, Genevieve becomes, like, the girl boss of the century.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a good episode.
That's just such a banger.
Oh, that's such a good episode. Oh, my God.
I know!
Oh, my God. That's such a good episode. Now I'm thinking about it. Like, I'm looking at pictures, and I'm like, yeah, no, that's a good episode.
That's a banger, right?
That's a banger. We're comparing Long Way Back from Hell to Farewell. Oh!
Like, how do we decide?
Okay, here's my... I think I got it. Okay. There's a reason why Farewell to Storyville, I feel like, is a little bit lower.
Because the stuff outside of the cemetery didn't slap as hard.
Right. It was like the cemetery really carrying it. And also, I feel like the pain and angst in Long Way Back from Hell was better than Farewell to Storyville. And then also the way Farewell to Storyville ended was not as good, I feel like, as Long Way Back from Hell.
Okay. So were you putting Farewell to Storyville at your number 8?
Yeah. And then I don't know about Long Way Back from Hell, how it compares to the rest. I don't know,
but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And we are immediately at that bridge because
okay.
Here's the thing.
Let me be honest. Let me be real honest. I think the season finale kind of deserves the top one.
That's what I was thinking. The only one that to me might be better would be Après moi le déluge.
Which is
when that is when Davina dies. That is truly when she dies, actually. That's when
That's when they have all, like the earthquake like the, stuff happening.
Yes, exactly. It's like the fucking biblical plague shit.
That was a good episode, but I still think the season finale was better.
Yeah. But Battle of New Orleans is also really good.
Yeah, but the reason why I think at the end of the day I'm giving the season finale number one is because it is such a good wrap-up to, like, the first half of the Battle of New Orleans and also the show just in general, like, overall. And then it introduces interesting plot points for the next season. I think it's – I really do think it's a – like – I felt emotional while watching this episode, especially them bringing back Rebecca. And, like, I think it's the most emotional I've been while watching this show. And they, like, do something crazy. They take a baby away from its mother and child, okay? To save it. To save said baby, okay? I think, I don't know, it's just better than all everything this season. Which is not to say, like, this season was bad. It's just, like, that was just so good. Like, the plot point itself, the emotionality itself, the build itself, it, for me, topped everything that happened this season. Which makes sense because, like, you know, we were all building towards this endpoint at the end of the day. And because I think this show, what makes it really, really good is the fact that it kept building upon itself and it never felt like we were running away from like this very intentional endpoint. The season finale is like the best episode to me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No, I understand exactly what you mean. I think...
But, you know, you could think something. I just, for me personally, I do think the season finale was my favorite episode overall.
That's fair. Let me see.
You could, like, put that as my number one. I don't think anybody's beaten that unless something like, crazy happens and I misremember something.
I think my next... I think my next ep, my number eight, is I think gonna be Sinners and Saints.
Mm-hmm.
It's an early in the season ep. It's 105. It's not a lot happens. It's just like we gotta get through some plot shit, but they do it good, and I like it. So what? I gave it a 10, but I do think it's probably the weakest of my 10s.
What happened this episode?
Girl, so much but nothing. Klaus and Sophie make a deal. Davina does like some witch shit. It's really like one of those episodes where like it's important and it matters when it's there, but like I can't think back to it.
And so I might remember anything impactful.
Yeah, here's what I might do.
Oh, this is the episode where we learn about the sacrifices.
Exactly. And also, it's the episode, according to the screenshots on the TVD Wiki. Thank you, TVD Wiki. We love you. It's also the episode that we learned Sophie's bisexual, so it does have just, like, a little special place in my heart. But...
it is, know, just a plot-focused episode.
It's just a plot episode, and, like, you need one of those every once in a while. I get right. It. You need... plot needs to happen, and I understand that. But that episode's a little boring to me.
Let me compare that, because if I'm going to compare that to 107...
Bloodletting. Bloodletting is when Tyler shows up again.
Oh, I hate that man.
I know, but great ep.
That's where he tries to kill the baby, right?
Correct. He makes a hybrid, kills a hybrid, and then tries to kill the baby. And then this is also the episode that Davina and Josh become besties.
Aw.
And what are we going to do? Are we going to deny the besties that? Are we going to deny them that? No.
I think personally, those two episodes are equal in my head in terms of like, not that they're equally like the same in terms of quality, but like,
but they are, they kind of like purpose.
They kind of balance each other out. Like Tyler really annoyed me. So like boo Tyler and his like fuck ass. I don't know.
His fuck ass baby murder shit.
Right. So like that kind of is like a negative, not on the episode, but like on the character, which makes me kind of hate the episode because I like Tyler. Versus like the Sinners and Saints had like nothing really outstanding except for the sacrificing plot, which I thought was like really, really interesting. And I really
liked. That's true.
So like I think that kind of me liking that out kind of outweighs how good of an episode Bloodletting was in comparison. So I would put Bloodletting first and then Sinners and Saints. And
so Bloodletting's your number 7.
Right. And I think also that I'm trying to just get out the first half of the season because the second half is obviously better. So
yeah, not the first half. That's fair. That's fair. Except for Dance Back from the Grave, which you fucking hated.
Oh yeah, I forgot this was here. Wait, let me go back and I might change something. Hold on.
Well, because Dance Back from the Grave is the Papa Tunde episode and you didn't like him.
All right,
but he was very good. But you did rank it at number 19, and I still have not ranked it yet, so it's going to be in my top 7.
Yeah,
so.
It's just, like, not
for me. Sometimes you just don't vibe with an episode, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's just not for me, but, like, not saying it's a bad episode, just wasn't my, like, I just don't have a good experience of watching it. Okay, so for me, I have 1, 2... Three, four,
I think
five,
I'm
one.
Also going to put Bloodletting at number 7 just so that we can get it off of the spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. And now we go.
And now we really suffer. I need to... Let me do my number 6. Let me find what my number 6 is and then we can fight over the top 5.
Yeah.
So I think... Here's the thing. I think my number 6 might be Dance Back from the Grave.
Mm-hmm.
I love that episode. Again, love this episode to death. I think it is just a villain of the week episode, which plays into the larger plot, yes. But I think it being a sort of like villain of the week, air quotes, episode,
mm-hmm.
is what puts it just a little bit lower than Long Way Back from Hell, which even though I ranked Long Way Back from Hell lower, I think it evens out. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So that means the last 5 episodes that neither of us have ranked yet is 111, Jesus, 111, uh-huh. Après moi les déluges, 114, Long Way Back from Hell, 118, The Big Uneasy, 121, The Battle of New Orleans, and 122, From a Cradle to a Grave.
Okay, let me remind myself what The Big Uneasy is about.
Yeah, what was The Big Uneasy about? What's up with that? What's All up right. with that one?
Genevieve asked Elijah
the feast episode.
The feast?
When Davina didn't get any gifts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Davina, I'm again, memorizing this by a crucial plot point. So Davina not getting any gifts versus so we learn about 1920s episode versus Après moi les déluges. I can't speak French, which is
Davina dying.
Okay, so we have Davina.
Incredibly powerful moment for about halfway through the season. That was, I think, the mid-season finale.
Yes, it was.
That was the mid-season, I believe.
So we have Davina dying versus 1920s episode versus what's the beginning you see about again? Versus the feast episode.
Party.
The feast party.
Yeah, feast episode. Versus the first part of the Battle of New Orleans. Which, while very good, might be my least favorite of these 5.
What? Ooh, I was not thinking that, but explain. I want to hear your reasoning.
I think, well, now that I say it and think about it a little more, maybe not.
Like, for me personally, I think it feels like a two-part finale, and they're both
very good. I don't know if we can separate them.
Right. Versus
please
like,
do not separate them.
Versus like, I think the other three are like on the chopping block for me. Because they're not as good in comparison to me. So we have the mid-season finale, which is Davina's death, which was very emotional. I think that's its main like highlight. Like that's the main thing that made me give it a 10.
Especially if you're watching it for the first time, you don't know Davina comes back.
Right.
You're not sure if Davina will come back.
Right.
Very emotional. Also, the name, After Me, The Flood, like, After Me, you can all fucking die for all I care. You know what I mean? Like, it's very, I love it.
It's also very biblical.
Very biblical.
Versus, like, Long Way Back From Hell, which is the 1920s episode.
Rebecca and Klaus relationship episode, basically. Like, it's...
Oh, that was also very emotional. I think that was more emotional than Après Moi, Le Deluge.
I was thinking a similar thing. I think mine...
And then we have the Big Uneasy, which is...
The Feast episode.
The Feast episode. I think that's next for me.
I was also thinking the Big Uneasy is going to go at my number 5 spot.
Yeah. It's like good, not as good. And then the Davina Dying episode. And then Long Way Back From Hell.
Okay, then you're going to go Long Way Back From Hell. Okay. I am going to do something a little bit controversial. Get brave here.
Mm-hmm. You're going to break up
the Long Way Back From Hell as my number 2, and the Battle of New Orleans is my number 3.
Okay. Well, I'm not splitting up.
I'm going to separate the finale.
I'm not separating the finale.
That is so fucking good. God damn it.
Like, Long Way Back From Hell is a good episode, but in comparison for me to the Battle of New Orleans, like, the lead up
to
the end.
You're right. I can't. We can't not.
Like, it's not even that it's, like, two halves of the same. I just think that's a really, really good episode.
Yeah. All right.
And then...
So that is...
That's the end. That's the end, yes.
We did it. We fucking did it. The best episode from this season is From a Cradle to a Grave. Literally nobody is surprised. That episode is fucking great.
Right.
I think this is our biggest disparity in... Like, episode rankings here, because you put Dance Back from the Grave at 19. I put it at number 6.
Yeah. We just had different opinions about that episode.
We really did.
Here's the thing. While I was watching it, I just was not vibing. Like, you know, when you watch an episode, you're kind of like, all right, I think it was the episode, the villain of the weak natureness of it, actually, that made me not love it that much.
That didn't vibe with you?
Because, like, I'm, like, used to that in TBD, but, like, this to me feels like a soap opera. So, like, it just didn't feel, it felt out of place. Like, I was like, okay, what am I watching?
And I get that. I understand. I get it. I just really love that. Unfortunately, I still love it. Wow, what a good fucking season.
Oh, so good. Like, one of the best seasons of TV I've ever watched. Did not think I would ever say that about something from the TVD universe.
Did not think I would ever say that about something that came from Julie Plec's Weird Little Brain.
Right, exactly. Speaking of Julie Plec's Weird Little Brain, the Vampire Academy actually looks really good, so I'm a little upset.
Oh, really? I haven't even watched the trailer for that yet.
It's, like, it looks good, and wow. Okay, Julie Plec, we need to get you out of a job, though. Like, you've done too much damage, actually, already. You can't be doing the show. I need you to kind of be fired, and then someone else to pick it up. No.
I trust Margaret McIntyre.
Yeah.
More than I trust Julie Plec.
Correct.
So at least Margaret McIntyre is co-show running it, so, like, I trust her.
Right.
We should wrap up this episode, actually.
Yes, we should.
You can support us on patreon.com/afterbite or on breakoutmedia.com/shop if you want to buy t-shirts or hats or stuff. You can also add us at Twitter, @afterbitepod. That's it. We will be coming back next week for the season 5 of TVD wrap-up video.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we'll be taking a little bit of a break in the month of September, and then we'll be back probably in October sometime.
Yay.
I don't know exact details. That's just the vibes.
Yeah.
No details, no dates, just us and God and our vibes. And we will be coming back and we will do an entire season of one show. We are not going to split it off again. However, it's up to you to tell us what a season of show you want. So add us at Afterbite Pod on Twitter. Do you want us to go right into season two of the originals, or do you want us to stick with TVD season six, a good season of TVD, or a really good season of the originals? Who knows?
Ooh.
We'll see. We'll find out. That's it for Afterbite Pod today. Wow, we don't have an intro or an outro anymore, and I'm really bungling this one.
Wait, I'm really fucking this one up. I got one. Okay.
Okay.
We like to lean on the more socially conscious.
Okay.
Outros.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys.
Sure. I mean, we did say Stan Luna for a solid part of this season.
Right. But
socially conscious. Luna's for the gays.
Also, Luna's for female empowerment. So like.
So true.
Anyways, you guys. Stay safe is what I want to say. Stay safe. You know, COVID is ramping back up. We got this whole monkeypox ship, maybe some polio and the Marburg virus. Please stay safe.
Man, we just really got a lot going on in the public health world right now.
please stay safe. You know, don't go outside unless you really need to, because it's not safe out there. And, you know.
Wash your fucking hands. Should we go back to yelling at people to wash their fucking hands?
Sure.
Is that where we go back to now?
Sure. Wash your hands, you guys. Super important.
Wash your fucking hands. That's it. Goodbye. I'm done now.